In the second lesson of Section 2, let's talk about how to amend the governing documents of a community association. First off, each document outlines its own rules for making changes, so that's your go-to reference. If a document doesn't specify how to amend it, you'll need a 2/3 vote from all members to get any changes approved. It's really important to follow the amendment process exactly as it's laid out. Otherwise, the changes won't take effect. When you propose an amendment, you have to include the full text of what you want to change. You must underline any new words and cross out the ones you're removing. If the changes are extensive, you can start with the phrase "substantial rewording of text," then reference the section being changed so the members may go to that section and see how the changes will affect the document. Once the amendment is approved, it needs to be recorded with the clerk of the circuit court to become effective. The certificate of amendment should include the community association's name, the complete text of the amendment, the original document's record book and page number, the adoption date, and a notarized signature from an association officer. If you're amending the Articles of Incorporation, don't forget to file those changes with the Department of State, too. After the amendment is effective, you should notify all the members. For homeowners associations, the members should receive copies of the amendment within 30 days of its adoption. If you shared the proposed amendment with them before the vote and there were no changes, you can simply inform them that the amendment was adopted and provide the official record details. For those who opted in for electronic communication, you can send the notice that way. Now, let's dive into some specifics about amendments that affect unit sizes or common expenses. For condominium and cooperative associations, you can't change the size of a unit or the share of common expenses without written approval from all unit owners and lien holders. This means everyone needs to sign off on it in front of witnesses and a notary. For homeowners associations, unless the original governing documents say otherwise, you can't make changes that significantly alter voting interests or increase the share of common expenses without the agreement of all parcel owners and lien holders. Next, let's discuss alterations to common areas. You can enlarge condominium common elements or cooperative property through an amendment, but you'll need to follow the procedures outlined in your governing documents. If those documents don't specify a process, you'll need a 2/3 vote from the entire membership. Any material alterations or substantial additions to the common elements requires the approval of 75% of the entire membership for condominiums and 2/3 for cooperatives. Now, let's touch on the developer's role. The developer is the one who creates the community association and maintains control until a transition occurs. They appoint the first board of directors and must follow all legal requirements. While they still have units for sale, they can't be assessed for capital improvements without their consent. They can also guarantee assessments, meaning they won't pay assessments on the units they have not sold but will cover any shortfalls. Here are 10 multiple-choice questions based on the content about amending governing documents in community associations. 1. What is the first step to take when considering an amendment to governing documents? A. Refer to the document's rules for making changes. B. Propose the amendment to the board. C. Notify all members. D. Vote on the amendment. The correct answer is A. The first step to take when considering an amendment to governing documents is to refer to the document's rules for making changes. 2. If a governing document does not specify how to amend it, what is required for changes to be approved? A. Simple majority vote. B. 2/3 vote of all members. C. Unanimous consent. D. Approval from the board only. The correct answer is B. For changes to be approved, if a governing document does not specify how to amend it, is a 2/3 vote of all members. 3. When proposing an amendment, what must be included in the proposal? A. A summary of the changes. B. A list of all members. C. The full text of the changes with underlined new words and crossed out removed words. D. A financial impact statement. The correct answer is C. When proposing an amendment, the full text of the changes with underlined new words and crossed out removed words must be included in the proposal. 4. After an amendment is approved, where must it be recorded to become effective? A. The community association's office. B. The clerk of any circuit court. C. The Department of State. D. The clerk of the circuit court in the county where the property is located. The correct answer is D. After an amendment is approved, it be recorded at the clerk of the circuit court in the county where the property is located to become effective. 5. How soon must members of a homeowners association be notified of an amendment after its adoption? A. Within 60 days. B. Within 30 days. C. Immediately. D. Within 90 days. The correct answer is B. Members of a homeowners association be notified of an adoption of an amendment within 30 days after its adoption. 6. For both condominium and cooperative associations, what is required to change the size of a unit or share of common expenses? A. A simple majority vote. B. Approval from the board. C. Written approval from all unit owners and lien holders. D. A public notice. The correct answer is C. Written approval from all unit owners and lien holders is required to change the size of a unit or share of common expenses for both condominium and cooperative associations. 7. What percentage of the entire membership must approve material alterations or substantial additions to common elements in condominiums? A. 50%. B. 60%. C. 75%. D. 80%. The correct answer is C. For common elements in condominiums, 75% of the entire membership must approve material alterations or substantial additions. 8. What role does the developer play in a community association? A. They have no role once the association is formed. B. They create the community association and maintain control until a transition occurs. C. They only sell units. D. They manage the finances of the association. The correct answer is B. The developer creates the community association and maintains control until a transition occurs. 9. Can a developer be assessed for capital improvements while they still have units for sale? A. No, not without their consent. B. Yes, always. C. Only if they agree to it. D. Yes, but only for certain improvements. The correct answer is A. Without the developer's consent, the developer cannot be assessed for capital improvements while they still have units for sale. 10. What must happen if a homeowners association wants to change voting interests or increase common expenses? A. A simple majority vote is sufficient. B. Agreement from all parcel owners and lien holders is required. C. Only the board needs to approve. D. A public meeting must be held. The correct answer is B. If a homeowners association wants to change voting interests or increase common expenses, it must have an agreement from all parcel owners and lien holders. Well, do you feel comfortable with the information from Lesson 2 of the Overview of Community Associations and Their Governing Laws? You can find this information on pages 42 through 45 of your student manual. If you feel you need a review,